What is going on, boys? Welcome to the first episode of Guys Who Think They Know Ball. I'm your host, Leland Harrelson, with my co-host, Davis Troutman. We're excited for what we've got for everybody today. We've got a full slate. We're going to be diving through the whole league, giving our best and worst takes from our opinions. So here's how we're going to do it, fellas. We're going to go through division by division. And we're going to highlight one team from each division. We're going to talk about our biggest risers and fallers. So a few players on the rise. And then we're also going to talk about our three disappointments. So without further ado, Trout, will you kick us off with the NFC East?
Yeah, the NFC East has got some good teams. Obviously, they got the defending Super Bowl champion in the Philadelphia Eagles. They've also got the Commanders, who came off of a very surprising breakout season last year. The Cowboys, as a team that people had completely written off after that Micah Parsons trade, their defense looked like they weren't going to have any answers this year. And they played a very good game against the Eagles. It might be more competitive than we thought they would be. Then we got the Giants, who, as long as they have Russell Wilson there, probably aren't going to be making much noise. So, three teams
What
that could
are
be
the
part of the
odds?
contention.
What are the odds you think the Giants are possibly able to not get last? Like, if you had to put a line on that, what would you say?
I think they have to be minus,
Like 2,000?
it's four digits
Yeah,
to
guaranteed.
finish last in that division.
So Giants, not good. I was super impressed with the Cowboys. Like how, I mean, you lose. I don't know, Javonte might not be dust.
He might not. We're big Javante fans, and
As
he's back.
a fantasy manager of a lot of Cowboys backs, that's probably why I haven't won a championship. Owning Tony and then Rico, I haven't seen them actually be able to run the ball. I don't know. Since prime Zeke.
Especially at the goal line, and that's what Javante did week
Yeah.
one.
So I'm super impressed. I agree with you. I mean, Commanders, I don't think there's no way you can say Jaden's gonna go into a sophomore slump, even though the start is not ideal. I mean, we're recording this, guys, after the Thursday night game. So
Great game.
we've already seen the Packers absolutely dog the Commanders on prime time. So we're a little bit biased there. But I agree with everything. Giants, they don't have a chance. If we were going to dive into one team, let's just dive in a little more depth just to the Cowboys, like exact thoughts, you know, offense, defense. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the big question was getting rid of Parsons. Jerry
Yeah.
Jones said that he wanted to see a better run defense in Dallas,
He said he thought
and
their defense got better.
he said that Kenny Clark was going to be the solution to that problem, stopping the run. And in week one, that wasn't
Somebody lost.
that, yeah, I mean, that he wasn't wrong to say that Kenny Clark can help that run defense. He's still a good player. When Kenny Clark was on the field, the Cowboys gave up 2.8 yards per carry. When he was off the field, they gave up 7.6.
Holy smokes.
So Kenny Clark is an impact player for that team. He's not Micah Parsons rushing the
Yeah.
passer. They don't have anyone that can do that now.
And you saw Hurts be able to, I mean, Devonta and AJ didn't get involved at all, but he had all day. So that's gonna hurt. But if they can stop the run, I mean, I know there's a huge problem with them last year. All right, what about the offensive side of the ball?
Offensive side, I mean, bringing in Pickens is big. We didn't see a whole lot of Pickens week one. CD played well. He had those drops. That was a weird thing, but
Yeah.
I don't think that's anything that Cowboys
Do you
fans need to
think
worry
Pickens can
about.
actually get more involved in the offense, or do you think that, I don't know, do you think he's just going to kind of be a decoy, take just a deep ball specialist, take away stuff from CD?
I don't know. I've always been
Yeah, I know you're lower on
I've
him than
never
I am. I think he's a really
known
good talent. For the
what
record, I
exactly
think
to
he's a great
expect from
talent,
him, right?
but he just doesn't try enough, which we saw a lot of that too.
I mean, with Pickens, he's never played with a guy like CD. He's never been the clear-cut wide receiver two. He's not the focal point of this offense. And so he's gonna have to buy in to and be willing to be a wide receiver two. I know he probably thinks he's the best player on the field. He's got as much talent as anyone, but he's gonna have to buy in. I think if he is willing to be the wide receiver two behind CD,
Then
that
they'll,
duo is
yeah.
disgusting. But
And if they can get Jake Ferguson involved and Dak doesn't try and get him killed.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
That's a big issue.
We'll see on Sunday. So I think, yeah, that wraps up NFC East for us. Let's go over to the North. How are we feeling? I know we got to see you guys last night. Absolutely manhandle the Lions.
Yep.
Vikings, Bears both looked really bad at times and also both looked pretty good against one another.
Yeah.
So what is your take on the division? Who do you think is give me who you think is first and who you think is last?
The Packers won it already. It's okay. The Packers division. No, I'm just kidding. I think that's
what are their odds right now?
They're after week one, I think they were -185 or something, which I think is too high. Like, I mean, we look great.
I don't know.
Look great against the Commanders too. They're a legit contender. But the overreactions with Detroit are a little crazy right now.
Who do you think finishes last?
I think the
you think it's probably you'd have to say it's got to be
it's probably Chicago, but yeah. Like that's not me thinking that they're just a crap team. Like there's a lot of overreactions about week one. There's a lot of positive things that they did. Caleb Williams looked a lot better in the pocket.
Yes.
He wasn't running around.
Swift looked
not good. Knowing what to do. He looked a lot more composed and poised. Swift looks good. Ben Johnson seems like he loves Swift. Wants to get him involved in more ways.
Surprising.
Yeah. I mean, Ben Johnson, as much what you can say about the late game stuff, he put that offense in like position to succeed.
Yes.
The entire
early.
Caleb's not gonna miss that many throws, I don't think. I still think he's a better passer than that.
I agree with everything you said. I also just one last thing of Chicago. I mean, they're deep. They've got young guys. Loveland wasn't that involved. Luther is going to take a while. Rome looked a lot better. So we'll see.
JJ McCarthy.
I thought he looked horrible in the first half. I mean, you look on Twitter and you saw everyone was saying guy's a bust.
Yep.
He's trash. Like,
and then he won NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Which that doesn't make any sense. But
those comebacks.
I mean,
there's something about it. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, really quick, because we're going over on the North, which makes sense. We're going to dive into the Packers really quick. Let's go just a quick take on the defensive side of the ball. And then what do you like the most on the offensive side?
Yeah. I mean, defense. I think the one thing I was concerned about was corners. Keyshawn Nixon as the cornerback one. Nate Hobbs played his first game last night.
All through there.
And Keyshawn had 5 pass breakups last night. I think it was the fourth or fifth time that's ever happened by a Packer since they started tracking that stat.
That's crazy.
He looks – I mean, he had 6 targets, I think gave up 1 catch for 9 yards. So if he can be playing like that –
it's going to be scary.
I don't think
it
that's going to continue with the cornerback play, but there's a lot less time for the quarterback to get the ball out, a lot less time to have to cover.
I mean, there's no time.
Yeah.
There's none.
LVN, Lucas Van Ness has been making some plays.
Even when Micah's not on the field,
it's not even the main guys. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good for the offense. All right, it's not good for opposing offenses. Give me your take. Offense, just a quick highlight. What have you been impressed by the most?
Honestly, Romeo Doubs is looking – like really just locked. He just looks locked in right now. He's winning his routes. I think it was number one week one in separation or route win percentage or one of the two. He's winning. Golden's going to get more involved. Kraft looks like
He already could
be
hitting more than he is. I mean,
Golden could have had 2 touchdowns last month.
You're not concerned at all.
No,
not at all.
And the Packers are conservative with bringing
guys. Dobbs is looking like the one. You lose Reed, everybody's going to be involved. Actually, you know what? Tucker Kraft looks like the one, but we'll dive into that.
Yeah,
we'll dive into that later.
Savion Williams got
everybody's
a lot more involved early on than I thought he would be.
All right, well said. Let's roll over to the South.
You want to take the South?
I can take the South. South is a train wreck. Falcons head to head against the Bucks. Actually, a solid game. I didn't get to watch much of it other than the highlights. You know, Bucks very clearly the most dominant team in the division, in my opinion. Yeah. I don't think it's close. I think the Falcons are definitely on the come up. But you have, you know, Falcons were missing Mooney, but on the Buccaneers side of the ball, offensive line's banged up. Wirfs is still out. Godwin, not back. you know, Bucks squeak it out, but I think that the Bucks have a lot more to give, a much higher upside. Worst team in the division? Dude, I don't know. I mean, after...
It has to be the Saints. It still has to, right?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. We'll be able to know after this week, because Saints actually could have beaten the Cards.
That's true.
They could have won. They had an opportunity. They weren't able to do it, which I'm obviously glad about. But the Panthers look gross. They look so bad on the offensive side of the ball and defense. It's truly, like, I would describe, you know, the defense is by far the worst in the league. Offense is bottom five. It's a disgusting combination. So it's not good. And that's objective. We know ball. Yeah.
We think we know ball.
And I'm telling you, it is not looking good for the Panthers if they do not show anything on Sunday. Let's dive into it, though, and I want you to do it. Let's focus on the Bucks for a minute. What are your thoughts? You know, week one, Ibuka comes out. He looks exactly like every, you know, YouTube video or fantasy analyst that was calling out his breakout early. I mean, he already did it. So what do you think?
At some point, just we need to just immediately assume any Ohio State wide receiver is going to contribute insane. Week one.
Yes.
Like, off the bat.
Which they all do.
The fact he came in, did you see he demanded or he called that game-winning play?
Yep.
You got a rookie receiver in a receiver room that has Mike Evans and Chris Godwin on the shelf right now. But to have that type of confidence, like, he's going to be a dog. That offense as a whole, once they bring Godwin back into the mix.
And I don't know if – I think – will Godwin slide into the slot? I'm not sure.
I would assume.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Bucky in the backfield.
Yeah.
Baker, he's just going to sling the rock.
Yep.
I would say there's – in my mind, there's no chance they don't win the division.
I think the Falcons have an outside shot. They're probably the only team that does.
Barring serious injury to the Bucks from here.
And it's going to take a massive jump, like just big breakout for Michael Penix, but –
yeah,
could happen.
All right,
probably not.
Let's roll over to the West. We had another interdivisional matchup. 49ers Seahawks, Niners eke it out. What are you thinking here? I mean, this is the tightest division in the NFC. If I had to say, dude, man, I would probably just go ahead and put the Rams at one. Right now, they're my favorite to win the division because of the injuries. Somebody has to – the training staff in San Fran is so bad.
Something's out there.
Something is in the water over there, man. No one can stay healthy ever.
Nope.
And right now it's the offense. The defense is fine. But, you know, soon enough that probably won't be the case. Not hoping that, but I like them. It's tough for them. So I'm definitely – in favor of the Rams, I'm gonna say I think the Cards still finish last. I don't think that they've added enough. Their defense looks a lot better. I know they've had some like guys get really hyped up in camp, but they didn't. I mean, what do you have? You have Marv, you have McBride, you have Connor.
Trey Benson looked good as a backup.
Yeah,
but I mean, yeah.
What are we going to act like? Michael Wilson is going to break out this year?
He always could.
No, he can't. Michael Wilson is not ever going to break out. I'll say that in the first episode. Michael Wilson will never break out. There will never be any, currently, no other wide receivers other than Marvin Harrison that will actually be good NFL wide receivers.
Just ruined our shot of getting him on our show one day.
Oh, well, sorry. He's not coming on.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think coming into the year, I thought the Niners were going to just return to form and be the Niners again. I thought it'd be more of a two-team race between them and the Rams.
Yeah.
But I thought the Niners would get it. Obviously, with the injuries, it could set them back, just drop a few games. The Rams are in prime position to run out to an early season lead now.
They could.
And that could be the difference there. I really like the Rams with Puka and Devontae. I thought it was interesting just the way that Puka was the clear one. in that room still.
Yep.
Because we didn't see, we had Devontae and Garrett Wilson, and we had Aaron Rodgers throwing it, and obviously the history between Rodgers
and Tay became the one.
And Devontae jumped them. But it's, I mean, Puka and Devontae.
Stafford's always going to have his guys.
Yeah, Stafford's got his guy, and it's Puka. And I think the more and more he gets used to Devontae, I mean, that connection could be just lethal.
And Kyren is just going to be a volume hog. They're just going to, I mean.
He's going to get his 15 touchdowns again this year somehow.
Somehow.
Don't know how it happens.
Think he's actually that good?
Kyren Williams is also never going to be on our show because I don't think he's that great of a back. But
he got paid, though.
He does what he needs to do. He's not going to beat any. He's not going to break anything downfield because he's not. He doesn't have that breakaway speed. But he gets what they need him, and with that passing game, they don't need too much more.
Yeah. All right.
Also got a good defense.
Just really quick, Niners specifically. Purdy's out 2 to 5 weeks. Kittle to IR. Jawan, he has a shoulder injury. Ayuk, and look, he's not going to be back until, I mean, I think it's going to be week 8 to 10 for Ayuk. McCaffrey, I don't know. Hope he stays healthy. I mean, this team is, that's, I think they're in trouble. We'll see how Mac Jones does this week, though.
McCaffrey could go for 3 touchdowns against the Saints.
Oh, I mean, he could go for,
you go 500 yards.
If I had to predict anything, I think, unfortunately, this is, they're going to run CMC into the ground.
They don't have a choice.
They don't have a choice.
Yeah.
And, I mean, McCaffrey's never going to ask for a lighter workload. It's not, like, who he is.
He's a dog.
Yeah, he is. So, they could stay all right until they get Purdy back. But if Juwan and Pearsall can't.
Pearsall looked good last week.
He did.
I was surprised.
He did. We'll see how he does with Mac. But I was noticing, I mean, Brian Thomas broke out with Mac.
Yeah.
I don't think Ricky is Brian Thomas.
Mac makes wide receivers.
What? Is that your actual take?
Oh.
All right. That would be a crazy one. All right. We're going to slide up to the AFC. We're going to start with the East, Trout. I can go first.
Yeah.
Man, this is tough. Number one is Bills. What an amazing comeback. And also, shame on all of the Bills fans that left the game. That is just bananas. I mean, you're down 2 scores. I mean,
first off, you're the Bills.
You're the Bills.
Second off, you've seen the Ravens blow double-digit point leads
against
several
you.
Times in the past.
Yeah, so
it's week 1. Stay the whole game.
But, well, they're never going to forget that they left. So that was an awesome game.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, that's going to be
game of the year.
Defenses both, you know, really, really struggled. But it's – that's one of those that you remember, the regular season game, and you're like, wow, that was amazing.
Yeah.
So Bills, number one, I think they're – they've got to be favorites to win the Super Bowl this year. Well, not favorites, but, I mean, they're top three.
To come out of the AFC, I would say now.
Yeah.
I think it was the Ravens preseason. The Ravens have some
– man, they look – we'll talk about them.
Yeah.
We'll talk about them. But, look, I'm going to have to put – Jets looked good. I'm still going to put them last. I'm not buying the hype there. They looked really good. Dolphins look horrible. They could explode. McDaniel could be fired by week 4 at this point.
Yeah, Dolphins are
Reek could get traded. I mean, they may just shut the whole thing down.
Yeah.
I'm still going to put the Jets, though.
Okay.
So, all right, you go.
Yeah, I mean, Bills are the class of that division. There's not any competition. The Jets, I like the fit with Fields in that team, like regaining just a running identity. Breece looked like he could be back to the Breece Hall we all thought he could be. Him and Fields is
yeah,
a fun, really fun running duo there. And he threw it pretty well too. The Dolphins.
Yeah.
The Dolphins are cooked. The Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are. I think
so.
The Dolphins,
you're going to disagree. You're going to put them last.
I think 100% they're the worst team in that division, and it might be an overreaction.
How many games? We're going to talk about the Jets, but so how many games do you think the Jets will win, and then how many do you think the Dolphins will win?
I think the Jets squeak out 7 or 8. Honestly,
really,
I kind of like them. I kind
eight
of
wins for the Jets.
Yeah. A seven.
I don't know.
Maybe more of the seven, but the Dolphins, I think they're in the running for the first overall pick this year.
No way.
Dude, I think I'm
Wow.
fully,
so we have our first truly
I'm
hot take.
Fully panicking if I'm a Dolphins fan. I saw the one touchdown they scored that game was on fourth and goal from the 11, and Mike McDaniel called a screen pass
To a chain.
To Achane. And I mean, he should be lucky he scored, because I would have fired him on the spot for that play call if he didn't. They're a
I mean,
mess.
the scheme doesn't work.
Yeah.
The locker room's terrible. They had a players only meeting this week. Yeah, it's a train wreck. It's
what do we
bad.
Think about the Patriots?
Pats, Drake, disappointing. We love Drake. I think Drake is awesome. I think Drake is, you know, the number two quarterback of that class, right behind Jaden. But it wasn't good enough on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah. I was hoping to see a lot more.
Yeah. I mean, Diggs is going to be a slow start. Booty breaks out, I guess. Pop Douglas had negative receiving yards.
He scored, though.
He scored. I think Pop could be fine. Look, I don't, you know, Hunter Henry is a quality tight end. Travion,
he'll get it rolling.
He'll get it rolling. I don't know if, I just don't know if he can get established with, I don't think Ramondre's that good, but he's not that bad.
Right.
So it's, you know.
Gibson's taken a lot of your third downs.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be tough for him. But, you know, I think that they, I think the Pats could, they could win eight games.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but they could win eight. Drake has to play better, though.
He will.
Yeah, and he will.
Yeah.
But it's tough to drop one to the Raiders.
Yeah.
Week one. That's tough. I think it was in New England.
Can't remember.
Well, all right. Tough for the Pats. All right, let's go to the AFC North. I'll start.
All right.
Ravens won.
Yeah.
I have been so upset. I have Jamar Chase on my fantasy team. I've been so upset at the Bengals. I say Bengals, by the way. Three completed passes in the second half. Three. They had seven total yards of offense. And they won against the Browns away. Tough defense. Tough to be on the road. They always start slow. But at some point, I mean, you have T, Jamar. I mean, at this point, you got to call Chase Brown legit.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And Burrow, it's pretty much unacceptable. Defense only allowed 16. So, Browns. Man, their offense is... I don't know.
Tragic.
It's rough. So Browns by far last. Flacco looks fine. He's going to get benched by week five. That's my take. If you own any of those guys in fantasy, I think they go to Dylan Gabriel for 4 weeks, you know, week six through 10 through nine. And it's just terrible.
Yeah.
Maybe Shadur, maybe they go back to Flacco. I don't know.
It could get weird. Yep.
Ravens won. All the way, tough loss. Everyone's mad at Harbaugh. Dude, I don't. You should be mad at, I mean, you can't be mad at him. Derrick Henry can't fumble the ball.
No.
He knows that, though. But what do you think?
I think the interesting thing here is the Steelers. I didn't think they would come out looking the way they did.
Oh, yeah.
My guy, Aaron Rodgers, throwing for four. I don't know how much of that is a revenge game for him. If he thought about it like that, I don't know if he's going to throw for four touchdowns
probably not
again this season, but it was fun to watch. I don't buy them as an actual contender. They'll probably win their nine games
yep.
this year.
You think so?
I think they go exactly 9-8
and miss,
and they miss the playoffs. And I hope we get as many good Rodgers moments to end the year, to end his career, as we can.
I
don't buy them as a actually making noise.
Yeah, that's our one that we want to talk about too. So I'll go. I mean, I think that the offensive side of the ball, I just don't view the roster as talented. And so my concern about the Steelers is their defense. I mean, unless the Jets are legit, which maybe the Garrett Wilson, Justin Fields connection is amazing. Maybe Breece is actually a top five back and they are that good of an offense. I doubt it. But giving up, what, 34 30, points?
32.
Man, that's bad. You know, before the Parsons signing, TJ just became, you know, highest paid edge.
Yep.
It's not making enough of an impact. So, I mean, we'll see. Rodgers, I'd say he looked amazing, man. And I just love his ability. He gets everybody in the offense involved.
Yeah.
So as far as like
getting the first touchdown.
Well, we were concerned that, oh, this is only going to be DK Metcalf. Only DK, which I'm sure at times it will be.
Yeah.
But
Calvin Austin.
Oh, my
word.
Looked
like a guy.
He does look like a guy. Yeah. I mean, that may be one of those that it's like, you know, the Darnell Mooneys of last year.
Yep.
Where it's like, okay, I mean, that's a name that's been thrown around. Not to the extent Mooney had been, but a potential guy. I'm probably wrong, but or maybe they just trade for Lazard week 4.
I want to see that one more time. I want to see one more end around to Apple.
They'll probably Lazard. Do that. How about the Jets not expecting the jet sweep to Jonnu Smith on the one?
I don't know what else to expect if you're facing Arthur Smith.
I knew that was coming.
Jonnu's gonna
get. I was watching it live.
Just the weirdest touches.
No, he's going to – I mean, he might have a rushing touchdown. He might have, like, three or you know, a shuffle pack, you know. Yeah, he might have – dude, he might have more than four. If they can move the ball, they will get – dude, they might run it with him out of shotgun. They might just hand it off to him.
They might give him a wildcat snap.
They might do anything. We'll see. All right. AFC South. Ooh, this is interesting. So, I mean – my last place, Cam Ward looked good. I'm not going to lie.
He was fine.
As far as what we've seen from what was, I mean, I know he's the one overall pick. As far as like what I expected to see from him, stats didn't look great. He was making plays.
Yeah.
Tennessee receiving core.
I think 5 drops.
I mean, it's bad.
Something like that.
It's bad. Yeah. Ridley, he has those games, man. He just won't play well. I don't know. Titans, they might win 4 games. I mean, they it was a close game.
Yeah.
But I don't believe it. Number one, while they also played terribly, and they lost, I am going to put the Texans at one.
I think you still have to at this point.
You have to.
The Colts, unless you're buying Daniel Jones.
All right.
Unless you're buying Indiana Jones breakout year.
Or T-Law.
If you think the Jags had a quality win against Carolina, you could say Jacksonville.
No.
But, yeah, I think it still has to be Houston. This has to be the weakest. It's an ugly division.
Are you buying Daniel Jones' hype at all? You think he can be – I'll rephrase it. Not that you think he will be good. Do you think he can this year on that offense be a top 22 quarterback, manage the game, and they make the playoffs?
I think it's possible. And
I mean, it looked so good.
I like the weapons that he has. I think Pittman, we all kind of left him for dead a little bit, I think, last year. But Pittman looked good. Josh Downs wasn't even that involved. That's going to have to change.
He's coming back from.
Yeah. Tyler Warren looked incredible. So I think he's got guys that can get open. Downs can get open with the best of them in the NFL.
Yes.
You got Warren, absolute weapon at tight end. And then if Pittman comes back, you got Alec Pierce as a deep guy. You got Jonathan Taylor, DJ Giddens out of the backfield. Giddens looked good.
He looks good. Yeah.
I think he had like 12 carries just because it was a blowout. We didn't see that coming, but he looked good. That offense could actually – like, I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but
they'll be in the hunt. End of the year.
Daniel Jones absolutely finishes at top 22 quarterback. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I think he'll do it.
Okay. I don't know if he'll.
Pure numbers. I like it.
He's capable of it.
I think Daniel. Here's.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see this.
I think Daniel Jones has a better year than Trevor Lawrence this year.
Wow.
I think he is the second best.
T-Law looked amazing.
I think he's the second best quarterback in the AFC South this season behind CJ Stroud.
You know that the Panthers didn't have one sack against Trevor Lawrence? Do you attribute that to the excellent Jags O-line or the Panthers defense?
I attribute that 100% to the Panthers defense.
I don't know.
Who is it? Wonnum and
I don't even know.
The other edge.
We didn't play Skorton or Princely. They got
zero snaps. I'm sure they got some, but
it was like single digits.
I think I saw Princely in there a couple times.
Yeah, he didn't
Skorton.
All right, we won't talk about the Panthers. That will be another episode. We're just going to go in full depth. All right, last part of the division breakdowns. AFC West.
Maybe the most interesting one.
So you kick it off, and then I have a few things to say.
I think the Chargers are going to win this division. They look really good. Yeah, we haven't really seen, I mean, game to game every once in a while, but the Chargers have always been just a team that's content just running the ball mainly and throwing it when they need to. And they came out on that Friday night game, and they were just slinging it. And that's really
that has to be Harbaugh though. Like you, that's what we expected. We expected, you know, them to come out and just run the rock. Omarion's there, you know, they were up is the thing, right? So you know, I thought if they go down, then they're gonna have to throw. But they were pass first, pretty much the whole game.
Yeah,
and they looked really good.
Incredible.
Are you buying Quentin Johnson hype?
I like him as a player.
Really?
I do. I think he's...
He's hated on too much.
Yeah.
His hands are bad.
His hands are bad. They weren't bad in week one.
No.
He'll still have some drops. But if he's a wide receiver three on your team, he can do some things that the other guys in that wide receiver room can't. Just with his athleticism, like, he's a good guy to have. I'm not picking him up in fantasy, but...
Yeah, I mean, someone was saying to me, you know, he gets a lot of hate, but one thing that he does really well, I mean, obviously he extends the field, he does separate, though.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you've got the ability, I mean, it's so crazy to be talking about this, but QJ is separating. He is open. You know, Keenan is not washed.
No.
And then you've got the opportunity now for Ladd to operate out of the slot.
Yeah.
I mean,
and work off a guy like Keenan.
Yeah, I agree. To me, I think they can win this division. Yeah. Defense looks really strong. You know, we go further into Broncos, Raiders. Who would you say? I mean, you could say Chiefs. Who do you think gets last?
Still would have to say the Raiders, although I think all four teams in this division will be pretty respectable.
Yeah.
I think the Raiders might finish last, and they could finish last as like a seven or eight win team.
Yeah.
I mean, the Broncos, I think the Broncos and Raiders are a lot closer than I would have said coming into the year. Geno Smith makes that offense a lot more watchable.
Ginty looked rough.
Ginty looked rough, but so did all the week one running backs. He'll get going. He scored a touchdown. He's not going to average 2 yards a carry all season.
No.
But that offense actually has a little bit more kind of
firepower. Unless somehow Bowers is more banged up than we think.
Yeah,
right. Which we'll find out. So
the Chiefs could be in
trouble. Yeah, let's talk about the Chiefs. 2 minutes. Let's talk about the Chiefs. You know, Worthy gets killed by Kelce first drive.
Yep.
Rashi suspended. They'll get him back week 7. Run game is non-existent. Mahomes looks awesome.
Yeah.
He looks like, I mean, you can't say he's back, but his regular season self, he was the only reason they ran that game.
Right.
So what do you think about them?
Yeah, I mean, I said the Chiefs could be in trouble. I don't mean that as they're not going to make the playoffs. They'll still finish. They'll find a way to win at least 10, 11 games, even with all the parts they're missing. But we're going to have to see that offense just find ways to produce with Hollywood Brown and Juju and Tyquan Thornton. We'll see some Jalen Royals in there. But it could get a little dicey. I think if Mahomes somehow comes out of this stretch without these two top wide receivers, like a game or two above 500, that would be what
it'd be really impressive.
Yeah. think that's what you're hoping what for.
If it's, then they get Rashi back, unless somehow, I mean, I don't know what if the Dolphins tank. I mean, I've been seeing the rumors. There is a real shot that Tyreek, you know, I mean, it's probably won't happen, but there's a chance that he would end up back on the Chiefs.
I would love to see that.
I would love to
see that. It would be interesting to see how that would play, because Mahomes isn't throwing it.
He's not throwing it
downfield as much as, you know, the Tyreek Hill days.
But they don't really have – that's not really their receivers.
Right. They don't have that guy right now, and it would be interesting to see if they go back to that or that becomes a thing again. They bring him in.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have to, but that would be fun.
All right. So that wraps up the divisions. We've got our first. We've got our last. We'll see what comes of all of those. We might change our minds next week.
We will.
Yeah, we probably will. I mean, 1 week sample size is pretty much impossible. You know, we'll see if we get it right. Let's just really quick. We're going to start with. Let's start with three players on the rise. We're going to end with three players that we're really disappointed in, or that were disappointing. So I'll go with my three on the rise. I was so impressed with Garrett Wilson. That's a guy I'm a huge fan of him. I think he's been really slept on. And I think that the Jets realized that they didn't, with the Rodgers experiment, bringing in Tay, they did not prioritize him. So what do they do this offseason? They pay him. They lock him up. You know, I don't know if Fields is actually that guy, but their connection in college was unreal, and it looked unreal on Sunday. So if you're going to be able to stop – now, here's the problem. I think you can double Garrett. And then, I mean, I don't know. Hope that Fields doesn't beat you with his legs and that Breece doesn't actually, you know, come back to be really, really good. But Garrett just, I mean, I hope that he can finally break into have like a 1,400 yard season, 10 touchdowns. I think he's capable of it.
Oh, yeah. He's way good enough.
So my second, Aaron Rodgers. I don't think anybody. Actually, I mean, you might have.
I didn't.
I was not expecting that version of Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't look like him in his prime, but it looks like how he was. It looks like how he was playing pre-Achilles, you know, in his last two seasons with the Packers.
Some of those throws. He was just
slinging it.
Yep.
Celebrating.
Flicking it down the field.
You know, and that's like I said earlier, for him to just get, he just always gets. When they are humming, he doesn't have to solely rely on someone, and everyone in the offense is involved. Everyone gets better around him. Yeah. And, you know, potentially hats off to Tomlin for being able, you know, it's so early. But if they actually look this good as a unit, that has to be related to coaching it to some extent. Last one, Justin Herbert. That seems like an easy one. This is a guy that I feel like gets faded a lot. You know, people will say, oh, everyone overhypes him. But honestly, I don't see people always saying that they think he is a top five. I mean, no one ever says that.
No.
In the first game of the year, Herbert looked like a top five quarterback. I mean, the way he commands the offense against a very good defense, slinging the rock, I mean, making plays with his feet.
Yep.
I mean, he could do it all. So
ice the game with that run.
Yep. I mean, we will see. This could be the year that he can make his step into. I mean, he might. It's possible at the end of the year that you're looking at Burrow and Herbert interchangeably.
Everyone's always kind of recognized the talent, but the next step is winning at that level.
Yep.
Having the wins to back it up. And I think, this year could be the year for that.
All right. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to start out just. One of his wide receivers, Keenan Allen, we thought that he was washed last year in Chicago. It was the fat Keenan joke. He had Caleb Williams as a rookie. They had a lot of new guys in there, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze. And so we didn't get to see that much of Keenan. He still had a couple games. But, I mean, he looked like Chargers Keenan Allen again, just getting back in L.A. And he was winning. He was Yeah, I mean, he's a leader in that on that team right back in there. And I don't think that was just like a 1 week thing. And I also, like we were saying, like that helps Ladd, that helps QJ. That's a good wide receiver room. And
it's really good. All of a sudden, it is really good. Because Keenan, I mean, what we saw in the first game, he looks like a top 20 guy.
Yeah, I mean, and to get that, he's just a late offseason addition after he gets let loose.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, what a get by them to bring him back. And he paid off for him. So the Bears lost Keenan. They also brought in on the defensive side this year, Dio Odengbo, edge rusher for the Colts these past few years. Like, he didn't do anything crazy, but I just wanted to, since I'm a Packers fan and we were kind of crapping on the Bears a little bit, I wanted to show some love. I think he signed a 3-year, $48 million deal. I liked him a lot when he was a free agent. I wanted the Packers to maybe make a run at him. But I think he had a sack. He led that defensive line in snaps. Putting him on the other side of Montez Sweat, they really needed another edge, and they might have found one in Dio Odengbo. I think PFF had him as like their top pass rush grade for the Bears. For the Bears. But
okay.
I think it was for the Bears. But yeah, I mean, that looked like a good get. That defense, they're going to need to be able to get some pressure on quarterbacks if they want to
actually win
games.
Right. Close games.
Yeah. And then my last guy wouldn't have had it if he hadn't already played week two, but Tucker Kraft last night looked like just an absolute dog. He
looks like a top four tight end.
He looks like young George Kittle.
Yep.
Hey, he's one of the best blocking tight ends. He does it all. I've always wanted just to see us, like, kind of see what happened if we gave him just a bunch of looks. Like, one of the greatest things about the offense is they spread the ball out, and that's what everyone talks about. But what happens when you give a guy like Kraft, or if you give, we talked about giving a guy like Reed last night, the ball more, what they would be able to do. And we saw what happened if we gave Kraft the ball, and that man just makes plays.
Wins games.
He's the best tight end after catch in the NFL. I think he averaged like 9.6 yards after catch last year. So he gets good runs. He wants to run you over. Thankfully, he's not trying to hurdle people anymore as much. But he looked real good.
Yeah. What about you go ahead and start with your three people, like your three disappointments.
Yep. All right. So I said I liked Dio. I'm now going back against the Bears. Caleb Williams, I'm not saying this as like a press the panic button or he's still not going to be good or he couldn't be good. But we were both really like, I mean, I wasn't excited, but we were excited seeing like the quality of play he had on those first couple of drives. Last year, one of the big things was him just kind of being reckless, running around in the pocket and taking really bad sacks. And he was moving around a lot better.
He looked really athletic.
A lot more composed. And he was flying.
Yeah.
He
looked a little bit, when he ran, he looked like Kyler.
He was running like he did at Southern Cal. Yeah. Like, it was.
Yeah.
He looked good. Now,
How about the second half?
That offense completely stalled out. He missed.
How many open
How
guys?
Many throws? It felt like 10. I'm sure it wasn't 10.
The crazy thing is, I think that, you know, you see that, especially, you know, into the third quarter and into the fourth, there's guys that are, I mean, they're wide open across the middle of the field. And he is lucky those balls were not picked off.
Yep. They were not close misses either.
No. I mean, he missed DJ Moore on a wide open touchdown. I mean, I don't know.
Missed that slant third or fourth?
Yeah.
That was just
you can't miss us.
5 yards to the left of the receiver.
Yeah.
In his perspective.
So not panicking, but just really
inexcusable misses that he has to fix, because the rest of it is trending up.
Yeah.
Also just wanted to high back into that game with Ben Johnson. What are we doing on that kickoff? He had a great coaching debut, I thought, just with the play. The offense looked good. The offense had those opportunities. But
just didn't execute.
That's the first. That's just a mistake by a first game head coach.
What are you doing? What are you doing? We text each other.
Out of bounds.
Kick the ball out of bounds. If Even you if kick a touchback, it's 30. We said it before the kick.
Yeah.
When they lined up to kick, I said, what?
Kick it out of bounds.
What are they doing? You if they return it, which Ty Chandler did, you lose a two-minute warning, you lose the game. Or you just kick it out of bounds. They get on the 40 instead of the 35.
Kick it anywhere not in the landing zone, and you have a chance to win that game. And they kicked it in the end zone.
And they lose.
And Ty Chandler made the heady play.
Yeah.
What a smart guy. Looked to the coach.
That was a good heads up play.
That was unreal. So Ben Johnson
did
well, but that was stupid.
All right, what else you got?
All right, I've got just Terry McLaurin. Again, not like hitting a panic button on him, but he's now two games into the year. Him and Jaden hadn't really developed on that connection they built last year.
No.
I thought he would come out. I mean, that offense looks so good. I thought they would just keep it rolling. Terry's been a slow starter. I'm sure he'll pick it up. But especially coming out, sitting out in the offseason, waiting for that contract, he gets the contract. But now we're seeing time and time again, you don't practice all year. They're all offseason, and you're going to start slow. So that's been kind of, I feel like, a big story for Washington.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
It'll turn around, but, you know, I would be frustrated if I was a Commanders fan having to see that.
I would.
Seeing the writing on the wall kind of all offseason for that to be a possibility. And then third, I've just got rookie running backs as a whole.
This was one of the most
hyped up rookie running back classes in recent years. You got Jenty, Omarion, Travion Henderson. You got all these guys. And none of them, like, obviously it's a learning curve, like your first game in the NFL. But I was surprised that we didn't really see a great game from a single one of them.
No.
I thought Omarion played overall good, like pretty good football. Like,
except he made a rookie mistake.
Made the rookie mistake running out of bounds. That was bad. He looked pretty good in pass protection. I thought
he looked great in pass pro.
He didn't have a whole lot kind of to work with, I feel like, on offense.
It wasn't what we thought he would look like.
He didn't look like Omarion Hampton yet. Jenty, the same thing. He didn't have a ton of work with, but you would have to think he's going for more than 38 yards and 19 carries. And I'm sure that'll change. That offense is better than we thought it would be, so it should change. But
Geno elevates it.
All these guys, I mean, Travion Henderson, you can go down the line, just didn't see the breakout performance outside of Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's not a – he had 8 carries for what, 80 – 10 carries, 80 yards, something like 8 for 60. He looked good. He didn't get the ball really last night. I think he had 4 for 17.
He's going to have an opportunity.
With Eckler down. That was tough. I'm sure that would turn around.
I think they might trade for someone. We'll talk about that another time, especially as we get closer to the deadline.
Yep.
Would be really nice to have Brian Robinson right now.
Yeah.
That would be really, really helpful.
They love Chris Rodriguez. Their fan base.
Well, he was inactive.
Yeah. Their fan base hates that he's inactive. And he's going to be caught up now.
Another time.
Yeah.
All right. My three disappointments, and we're going to wrap. I got three quarterbacks. Russell Wilson.
Trash.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. Russ will be benched after this week. They're probably going to go
soon.
I mean, that's the rumors I saw. I saw that Daboll went to management and asked if he could change it this week. So, I mean, look, Russ is – his prime has been gone for 5 years. You know, he can move the ball, kind of.
Yeah.
But if you are putting Malik Nabers' development in jeopardy, they don't care.
Does Jackson Dart – do anything different for the
I guess
or do
okay,
you want
okay,
Russ
here's
just to kind of take
yeah,
the ball
great.
A little bit?
Well, that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest they do is they start Russ for at least 5 games.
Right.
That's what they should do.
Yeah.
Because if Dart comes in, obviously you want to know what you got, but the last thing you want to do is you want to bench him.
Right.
And what are you gonna do? Then go to Jameis, which could be interesting. Not gonna lie.
Any neighbors fantasy owners are rooting for that.
Yeah, but I mean, look, either way, just to Russ, if Russ does not play well this week, and I mean really well, his career is over. This will be his last year, barring he wants to do a backup tour, which I don't, you would think he wouldn't, but he's been weird. He wants to play.
Yeah.
But yeah, Russ, super disappointing, has to be better. I don't think so. Another one, Bo Nix, I think is a very good second year, you know, sophomore slump candidate.
Yeah.
Backfield should be able to run the ball this year. JK and RJ, I think is going to be a very good combo. As long as JK stays healthy, they should be able to run. Evan Ingram, great addition. Then you pretty much, you know, you've got Cortland and then a whole lot of other guys. But Knicks can't. This team has no hope if he takes any drop and play at all. So, you know, almost dropping one to the Titans, that's a tough way to get started.
That team needs to be winning the turnover battle.
Yep.
And you can't have two picks by Bo Nix in that game.
No. I mean, if you do that against the Chargers, you lose. If you do it against the Chiefs, you lose. And honestly, what, you know, if they do it against the Raiders,
yeah,
I think they'll lose too. Yeah. So, yeah, Bo Nix got to be better. My last one, which we'll close on, Bryce Young, man. You know, there's a lot of problems with the Panthers offense that are not Bryce, but I've heard a lot of Panthers fans. I'm not going to say that he is bad. I'm not going to say that he is a, you know, that stories written on that guy, you could write him off. I'm a huge fan of him. But it looked a lot like how we started the year last year.
Yep.
And, you know, missing throws, you can't miss throws by, you know, a whole foot. When you do, then you miss touchdowns. You miss big explosive plays. He's got to be better. I don't think they right the ship against the Cardinals this week. I think that the Panthers lose by at least 14 on the road. Yeah, I do. Well, that's what I would say. I think the Panthers lose by 14 against the Cardinals. The Cardinals will look really good. So that's what we've got. So thanks for being here. We appreciate it. Since you're all new here, don't forget to like and subscribe and share the channel as we get to go on a journey with you guys throughout the year. It won't just be Trout and I, but we hope that you enjoyed this episode of Guys Who Think They Know Ball. Appreciate it. See you next week. Bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.